I'd like to start off the second part of today's second date update by giving Dana the respect that she deserves. Oh. Dana?
Hi.
You know what I wanted to say to you? Yes, you had a crush on a coworker and then lied about happy hour event to get him alone with you at a bar. And yes, you're not getting a call back. But you know what? At least you did something about it.
Well, thanks.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I think that the lies and the deceit that you told should get some credit. So congratulations, Dana, on lying and deceiving him.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you regret the big lie about, oh, it's a work happy hour? And then you, of course, didn't invite anybody else besides him?
Not really, because like, I didn't know what else to do.
But what about just asking him out on a date?
It's like really hard, I think, for especially girls to ask somebody out on a date, especially like your coworker.
All right. Well, I'm going to dial his phone number because we don't even know if he realizes that he was on a date with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know if he knows that. And I just, like, really hope he likes me, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try to find out for you, Dana. Here we go, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ben?
This is? Who is this?
Ben, what's up, dude? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Am I on the radio right now?
Maybe. I don't know.
Is this Ben?
Hi, Ben. Hi. Why are you guys calling me?
Good question.
Well, I'm calling you because somebody emailed us to do a second date update on you.
I don't know what a second date update is, I guess.
You don't?
No.
No, you're missing.
Okay. Well,
you're
it sounded missing like you listened to the show, but we do that a lot. You never heard it?
I'm a fan of, like, the prank phone calls. Those are hilarious.
Okay.
But I don't think I've heard of the date thing.
Well, the date thing is called a second date update. So you went on a date with somebody, and now you're not calling them back, basically.
Oh, yeah. I think I may have heard of this before or heard one of these.
Okay.
Well,
go.
Now you're the star of one, Ben.
Yay, Ben. Ooh. It's your time to shine.
Oh, man. I can't believe this.
So do you know who might want to get in touch with you?
No, I don't have any idea.
Really?
No. What about with a coworker of yours named Dana?
Oh, man.
Do you know who we're talking about?
Oh, yes, I do know. Yes, I now know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yes, that was an interesting night.
So wait, knew that it was a date?
Did you know it was a date?
I thought that it was a really awkward time, to be honest with you.
What were you thinking when you were, you got there and nobody else was showing up? It was just you and her.
Yeah, I got there and no one else was there. And she said that everybody canceled. And I could just tell the way that she said that not everybody canceled and that she had just kind of lied to get me there.
Oh, so you knew. You knew it was a setup by her.
At that moment, yeah, it was kind of obvious. Like, there was a table for two waiting for us. And just the way
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said that the people canceled, I could tell that it wasn't real. Like, not everybody's going to cancel. And so it kind of was just painfully obvious that we were now sort of on, like, a forced date.
Yeah, but you had exchanged numbers with this girl. You said that she was nice and that maybe kind of attractive.
The thing is, if she would have just texted me and asked me out, I would have gone out. But I felt so weird that I was tricked. And then all I'm thinking about is, like, she lied to get me here. What else is she capable of? It's kind of crazy, you know? Mm-hmm. I just felt it just totally threw me off.
I mean, at one moment she said that she thought you ditched her at the restaurant because you left. Like, you got up to go to the bathroom and then you went outside.
Yeah, at one point it was really awkward. So I didn't know what to say and I was kind of angry that I got duped. So I ate my sushi just really fast because we weren't talking and she still had a whole plate of it. And I said, hold on, I'm just going to go to the bathroom and just excused myself and then went in the bathroom and, like, put cold water on my face and thought about, like, what is going on? And then I kind of walked out of the restaurant and I didn't even say goodbye to her. I just was, like I said, I was a little mad. And I got outside. I was going to take a cab home and I realized I forgot my wallet. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I didn't know what else to do. I didn't want to walk home, so I just walked back into the restaurant, and I told her that I had had an emergency, and I had to take a call, and it was fine, but now I'm back, but I forgot my wallet. I don't know. It was just, I was trying to put the whole thing out of its misery. It just felt so awkward, and I thought that she would want that too, but...
So you came back to the restaurant just because you needed a ride home. You didn't have a change of heart, really.
Kind of embarrassingly, yes. That's the only reason.
Oh, my God. So the emergency phone call and all of that was a lie. You just couldn't escape like you wanted to. Your escape route was ruined.
It was excruciating. I had to escape, but right. And then I failed at escaping and had to crawl back pathetically.
Man, there's a lot of lies built into this one outing for you two.
Since we're getting all of our lies out in the open, I have to let you know that I lied. And she's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Ben.
Oh, my gosh. Hello, Dana.
Hi.
So you heard what I had to say about the night?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, I didn't really appreciate you lying to me. That was a very weird situation to put me in.
Yeah, but now I just found out you lied to me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but I only lied to you because you lied to me first, and I was trying to fix it.
Yeah, but I only lied to you because I didn't know what else to do, and it's, like, really hard to, like, ask somebody on a date. And so I had good intentions, but it sounds like when you lied, you did not have good intentions, and you were just trying to leave.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I was trying to get home. I felt really awkward, and if that makes me a bad person, I mean, you told me there was a work function, and then there was no one there.
Well, I'm from work.
That's true. She didn't lie about that.
Yeah, but Dana, are you, like, saying that you're mad at him for lying about trying to leave?
Oh, yeah, I am a little bothered that he lied, but it doesn't change the fact that, like, I actually had, like, a nice time, even though it was a little awkward, and I don't know, like, the fun facts about sushi I thought was, like, cool. And
the fun facts were not cool. It was forced and weird. Anyone that eats sushi would know those already.
Okay, but you guys, to Dana's defense, now I think that the lying is awful and I don't think anybody should ever do it, but she obviously really liked you. She was super nervous on how to ask you out. She didn't do it the right way. In retrospect, can't you give her, like, a little bit of slack on this one?
Yeah, I guess I could.
See? Good.
Dana, I think you're really nice, and I really appreciated the ride home, and I actually thought the ride home was pretty fun.
Well, there you go.
You did?
Yeah, and your car was really clean, which I thought was great.
Awesome.
Okay, wow. Think that's
well, see, you do like something about her, Ben. She's got a clean car.
Wow, what a compliment. Something that we're all searching for in life.
There you go.
And it actually smelled really good, too.
Oh, thanks. I got this new air freshener, and I do try and keep my car, like, really clean. So thank you.
Yeah, it was nice.
Now we're
clicking. Nice. All right, well, how about this, then? Would you guys like to go out on a second date? Because it sounds like things are really clicking now. Ben, would you like to go out with Dana one more time? We'll pay for it.
You know, I think that I would be down to go one more time.
Aww.
On, like, a date.
That is really kind of you to give her a second chance.
Yeah, but I think it's only fair if she asks me out for real, with no strings attached, no lies, just straight up ask me out.
Oh.
Dana, do you want to ask Ben out, like, on an official date right now?
Yeah, I guess I can do that. Ben,
yes.
Would you like to go out on a date with me that maybe could end in a kiss?
Whoa.
Whoa, kiss.
Very forward, right. Dana. You're planning ahead, girl.
I would like that, Dana.
Yeah!
Wow. Yay!
Oh, my God! I did not think that this was going to be so cute. That was actually really cute, Dana. You should have done that in the very beginning.
I'm proud of you.
I don't know what to say. I'm feeling a little nervous again. Sorry.
Yeah.
We can tell. We can tell.
Thank you so much, Ben, for giving me another chance.
Aww.
No problem. I'm actually excited about it now that it's done.
Okay. Well, congratulations, you two, on the date and for being the most awkward second date update we've ever had.
Good point.
Okay.
Thanks a lot,
guys. Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.